American Language Course, Volume 2200, Tape 2204C. Hello, how are you today? Good. Open your tape support material to Figure 1 of the section for Tape 2204C. Make sure you have your pencil or pen also. You'll need it. Look at Figure 1. Here are some words I want you to practice pronouncing and writing. Listen and repeat these words after me, and then write them on the numbered lines. Okay, listen, repeat, and write. Tobacco. Tobacco. Smoking. Smoking. Pipe. Pipe. Thought. Thought. Through. Through. Did you write all these words? And did you spell them all correctly? Well, after the tape is finished, you can check your spelling with the words at the bottom of Figure 1. But now, read the five words as you look at them. Now, listen carefully to the following story about Sir Walter Raleigh. You may take notes if you'd like, because I'm going to ask you some questions about this story after I read it. Okay? Listen. Sir Walter Raleigh, an Englishman, came to America a long time ago. He took some tobacco with him when he went back to England. The English people had never seen tobacco before. Sir Walter Raleigh was smoking his pipe in his room one day. A friend came into the room. He saw smoke coming out of Sir Walter Raleigh's mouth and thought he was on fire. So he threw water on Sir Walter in order to put out the fire. I'll read it one more time. Listen. Sir Walter Raleigh, an Englishman, came to America a long time ago. He took some tobacco with him when he went back to England. The English people had never seen tobacco before. Sir Walter Raleigh was smoking his pipe in his room one day. A friend came into the room. He saw smoke coming out of Sir Walter Raleigh's mouth and thought he was on fire. So he threw water on Sir Walter in order to put out the fire. Now, let's see if you can remember what I just said. Look at Figure 2. You see two columns. One column is marked true, and the other column is marked false. I'm going to give you some statements. If the statement is true, circle the letter T next to the number. If the statement is false, circle the letter F. Okay, are you ready? Let's begin. Number 1. Sir Walter Raleigh, a Frenchman, came to America a long time ago. Number 2. He took some tobacco with him when he went back to England. Three. The English people had never seen tobacco before. Four. Sir Walter Raleigh was smoking a cigarette in his room. Five. His friend saw smoke coming out of Sir Walter Raleigh's ears. And the last one, number six. He threw water on Sir Walter in order to put the fire out. Now, let's check and see how many you have correct. Put an X next to the ones you missed. Number one is false. Sir Walter Raleigh was an Englishman, not a Frenchman. Number two. He took some tobacco with him when he went back to England. This is true. Number three. The English people had never seen tobacco before. This is also true. Number four. I said Sir Walter Raleigh was smoking a cigarette in his room. This one is false. He was smoking his pipe, not a cigarette. Number five. His friend saw smoke coming out of Sir Walter Raleigh's ears. No, this one is false. The smoke was coming out of his mouth. And the last one, number six. He threw water on Sir Walter in order to put the fire out. This is true. How many of the true or false questions did you get correct? All of them, I hope. Okay, write the number correct in your book. What about this story? Do you think it's really true? Now, look at figure three. You see two columns of clauses. I will read a sentence with one clause from column A and one clause from column B. Draw a line from the clause I read in column A to the clause in column B. I'll read each sentence two times. Okay, let's try number one together. Remember, listen and draw the line between the two parts. Number one. He was late for class because his car stalled. He was late for class because his car stalled. Did you draw a line from number one in column A to letter B in column B? I hope so, because these were the two clauses I read. Now, let's continue with this exercise. Listen and connect the clauses. Number two. I'd like to go, but I'm too tired. I'd like to go, but I'm too tired. Number three. You can go back to work now, since you don't have any fever. You can go back to work now, since you don't have any fever. Number four. You can fly now because you are well again. You can fly now because you are well again. Number five. You are cleared for solo, since you have improved considerably. You are cleared for solo, since you have improved considerably. Number six. I plan to discuss that tomorrow, if I have time. I plan to discuss that tomorrow, if I have time. Number seven. I said I'd discuss that later if I had time. I said I'd discuss that later if I had time. And the last one, number 8. I said I'd discuss that now, but I don't have time. I said I'd discuss that now, but I don't have time. Did you find them all? Okay, now let's check them. Put an X next to the ones you got wrong. Remember, number 1 was letter B. Now, let's repeat the sentence made of the two clauses. Repeat. He was late for class because his car stalled. For number 2, you should have drawn a line to letter F. Repeat. I'd like to go, but I'm too tired. For number 3, you should have drawn a line to letter D. Repeat. You can go back to work now, since you don't have any fever. For number 4, did you draw a line to letter E? Okay, let's repeat. You can fly now, because you are well again. And for number 5, did you draw a line to letter C? Okay, repeat. You are cleared for solo, since you have improved considerably. For number 6, you should have drawn a line to letter H. Repeat. I plan to discuss that tomorrow, if I have time. For number 7, you should have drawn a line to letter G. I said I'd discuss that now, if I had time. And for the last one, number 8, you should have drawn a line to letter A. I said I'd discuss that now, but I don't have time. Did all your lines connect the right clauses? I hope so. Mark the number correct on your paper. Now, let's practice some statements connected with but, however, although, and though. Look at figure 4. Do you see the four words but, however, although, and though written at the top of figure 4? And do you see the 8 sentences with some missing words? These 4 words are the missing words in the 8 sentences. As I read each sentence, you listen carefully for one of these 4 words. Then write the word you hear in the blank space. I will read each sentence only once. Are you ready? Let's begin. Listen and write the missing word. Number 1. Traveling by bus is inexpensive. However, it is very slow. Number 2. Though Mr. Humphrey is quite busy today, he can see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Number 3. Although I have visited hundreds of cities, only one has reminded me of home. It was easy to disassemble. However, it was very difficult to reassemble. Five. Though I don't have any fever, I'd better stay in bed today. Six. Traveling by plane is very fast, but it is expensive. 7. Although Jack studied for 5 hours last night, he failed the test. And the last one, number 8. I don't have an appointment, but I'd like to see Mr. Humphrey today, if possible. Did you write all the correct words in the blank spaces? Let's check. Put an X next to the ones you got wrong. Also, let's repeat these sentences, okay? For number 1, did you write, however, in the blank space? I hope so. Now let's repeat. Traveling by bus is inexpensive. However, it is very slow. For number 2, you should have written, though. Repeat. Though Mr. Humphrey is quite busy today, he can see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock. For number 3, you should have written, although. Although I have visited hundreds of cities, only one has reminded me of home. For number 4, you should have written, however. It was easy to disassemble. However, it was very difficult to reassemble. For number 5, I hope you wrote, though. Repeat. Though I don't have any fever, I'd better stay in bed today. For number 6, you should have written, but. Traveling by plane is very fast, but it is expensive. For number 7, you should have written, although. Although Jack studied for 5 hours last night, he failed the test. And the last one, number 8, you should have written, but. Repeat. I don't have an appointment, but I'd like to see Mr. Humphrey today, if possible. How'd you do? This was pretty easy. I hope you wrote all the correct words. Write down the number correct. Look at figure 5, and let's practice some words with the sound th and t. Listen and repeat after me. Column A, thin, thick, thank, thought, three. Column B, tin, tick, tank, taught, tree. Now, look at figure 5 again. This time, I will say one word. You decide which word I said and circle it. I'll say the word twice. Listen and circle. Number 1. Tin. Tin. Number 2. Thick. Thick. Number 3, thank, thank. Number 4, taught, taught. Number 5, tree, tree. Now, let's check to see if you circled the words I said. Put an X next to the ones you got wrong. In column A, you should have circled number 2, thick, and number 3, thank. Did you circle 2 and 3 in column A? In column B, you should have circled number 1, tin, number 4, taught, and number 5, tree. Did you circle 1, 4, and 5 in column B? Did you get them all correct? I hope so. Let's continue on now to a different kind of exercise. Look at figure 6. You see two columns, A and B. The words in column B are called sentence linkers. Repeat these words after me. Repeat. Furthermore. In addition. On the other hand, contrary to popular opinion, in a way, in a sense, all in all, by and large. Now, for each number in column A, I'm going to read sentences using one of these sentence linkers. As I read the sentences, you listen carefully and identify the sentence linker I use. Find the linker in column B and put its letter in the blank in column A. Okay, let's try number 1 together. I will read the sentences 2 times. Listen and write the correct letter from column B in the blank space of column A. Number 1. Traveling by plane is very fast. On the other hand, it is very expensive. Traveling by plane is very fast. On the other hand, it is very expensive. Did you write the letter C in the blank space next to number 1? The linker was, on the other hand. Listen again. Traveling by plane is very fast. On the other hand, it is very expensive. Now let's continue. Listen and write the correct letter in the blank. Number 2. Lackland Air Force Base is very big. In a sense, it is just like a small city. Lackland Air Force Base is very big. In a sense, it is just like a small city. Number 3. Most people think pilots have more fun. Contrary to popular opinion, a pilot's work is long and tiring. Most people think pilots have more fun. Contrary to popular opinion, a pilot's work is long and tiring. I thought that movie was interesting. All in all, it was the best movie I've ever seen. I thought that movie was interesting. All in all, it was the best movie I've ever seen. Five. Traveling by plane is very fast. Furthermore, it is safer than traveling by car. Traveling by plane is very fast. Furthermore, it is safer than traveling by car. Six. All parents want their children to be happy. In a way, parents are the same all over the world. All parents want their children to be happy. In a way, parents are the same all over the world. 7. A military installation provides most of the activities of American life. By and large, it's a complete community in itself. A military installation provides most of the activities of American life. By and large, it's a complete community in itself. 8. He speaks English fluently. In addition, he speaks 3 other languages. He speaks English fluently. In addition, he speaks 3 other languages. 9. Have you finished? Okay, now let's check. Put an X next to the ones you got wrong. 1, we did together. Letter C. On the other hand. 2 is letter F. In a sense. 3 is letter D. Contrary to popular opinion. 4 is letter G. All in all. 5 is letter A. Furthermore. 6 is E, in a way. 7 is H, by and large. And the last one, 8, is letter B, in addition. How'd you do on this exercise? Did you write all the correct letters in the blank spaces? I hope so. Look at figure 7. I'm going to read a short paragraph that has some missing words. I want you to listen carefully and write the missing words in the blank spaces as you hear me read them. I will read the paragraph twice, so you will be able to write in the words. Okay, ready? Let's begin. Listen and write in the missing words. The instructor said I could take my test next week. He thinks I can hack it. This is my final examination. I'm a little nervous, but I understand some nervousness is natural. The instructor says I'll be all right if I make a good beginning. Now I'll read it again. Listen and write in the missing words. The instructor said I could take my test next week. He thinks I can hack it. This is my final examination. I'm a little nervous, but I understand some nervousness is natural. The instructor says I'll be all right if I make a good beginning. Are you finished? Did you write in all the missing words? Okay, then look at figure 8, which gives the correct answers, and check to see if you spelled all the words correctly. After you finish checking, turn to the evaluation exercise for this tape. Read the directions carefully. Then, take your pen or pencil and complete the exercise. Your instructor will check it when you have finished. Okay, goodbye for now. This is the end of tape 2204C.